So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily, we're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcasts, check out our blogs, videos, sign up for our mailing list. And please, everyone, sign up for our RSS feed. We're doing now 3 to 4 shows a week, and you'll just automatically get them in your feed.
I know. They come straight to you.
Come straight to you. You don't even have to go to my website and do it. You can just, you know, get the RSS feed. And also, you can follow me on Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E, or on my Sex with Emily fan page on Facebook. And please rate us on iTunes. If you're a fan, go write us a really nice review and give us 5 stars. And also check out my new YouTube channel, which is a Sex with Emily YouTube channel. And that's what I got to say. Menace, where can we find you?
WhiteMenace.com.
You got all your information right
there.
Yeah,
it's all.
Right? I've been trying to get all my information on my website, but it's just not working.
I like to consolidate.
I need to consolidate. That's the story of my life. I need to consolidate. So as you know, we're doing more shows a week. And this is a show about just one topic we're picking that I think is important because it's very timely and in the news. So we're going to tell you about how to make a sex tape with your partner if you want to. If it's something that you've been thinking about, because first I'm going to read you a news story here. So Kendra Wilkinson, Fantasia, and Montana Fishburne deal with sex tapes differently. Tila Tequila denies she's in one. This has been a huge summer of sex tapes. There's been like so many sex tapes coming out. Kendra Wilkinson, who is from the Playboy show.
Yeah, she was on the Girls
Girl
Next Door.
Girl Next Door. Is putting her sex tape scandal behind her. She and her husband, Hank Bassett, plan for a second baby. Tila Tequila, after getting attacked at a concert, angrily denies that she'll star in a sex tape. And Fantasia, have you heard about this? Fishborn, which
it's been all over for like 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. That hers hasn't come out yet, but she's just kicking off her. She's like, I'm not going to try to like be in movies and commercials. I'm just going to make a sex tape and get famous. So there's been a lot of people doing sex tapes. It's been in the news. So I thought, you know, are you interested in making your own sex tape? Have you ever thought about it? So here's some information on how to do it. Menace, have you ever made a sex tape?
Yeah.
That's a yes.
I have many, but I'm not going to release them.
You've had made many?
Yeah.
Really? So how do you do it?
It's an addiction.
Come on.
How do I do it?
What like
do you,
you mean? Do it. Okay, so you're with a girl and you're like, hey, here's my camera. What do you do?
Yeah, do you think that people would be so standoffish about it and then they're not at all?
So most of the girls are like, bring it?
Yeah, they're down.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very trusting because I'll never like put it
I
anywhere.
Know. Yeah,
even
that's
if
what
I got in a fight with somebody. That's what they all say, but I've never done that. Have you found mine anywhere?
Here's my question about the sex tape phenomenon. Did you watch it with her after, or did you just make it and then that was hot making it? Or did you also watch it and then that turned you on?
Nah, I've never like watched it with the person I made it.
Did you watch it after when you
Yeah,
it?
Of course.
Really? So yes. You have like homemade porn?
I have a ton. But
I have no idea.
I've slipped it in here and there.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You've never slipped it in.
Yes, I have slipped it in many
times.
That
sounds kind of dirty. No, Menace, okay, that's awesome. So it says, okay, so tell me if you agree with this.
Okay.
Making a porn video with your girlfriend or boyfriend is a great way to spice up your sex life. You can make the video very elaborate and turn it into a personal porn, or simply film yourselves having a good time. The key is to have a good time with it and not to let anyone else see it. To make a porn video with your girlfriend, you'll need a video camera or cameras, a tripod. Do you use a tripod?
No, I use...
Do you hold
it? I'm very resourceful.
What do? You put it like... I mean, Menace, like, tell me.
What? There's like TV stands you can put it on and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So you just have one shot. You set it up with one shot.
One shot. But then, no, sometimes, you know, you want to get the Blair Witch Project type style.
Right.
And you pick it up.
You pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And there's so many great cameras these days. You can do it with like a flip video camera.
I recommend the Sony Webby. It's high def.
High def.
It's about $220.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah. It has an optical zoom.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so do you zoom and all that? Of course.
Oh, God.
Can I watch some of your sex tapes? I don't think I want to.
No one else has watched it.
Okay. Make sure your girlfriend is completely enthusiastic about the idea. It won't be fun or sexy if she's not having a great time. Menace has not had this problem. They've all been enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good.
I never said... I don't think I've had anybody that said no.
Are you drunk usually?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's not like really a sober idea, is
yeah.
it? Okay, plan the plot. Decide whether you want to tell a story in your porn or whether you just want to tape yourself
doing
the deed.
Oh, now we're doing scenes.
If you choose to create a story, decide whether you want to write a script or ad-lib the scenes with your girlfriend. Some people
now,
might want a script.
Most people don't.
I've
never even thought of that to
make
a movie out of it.
Well, now that you're a pro, maybe you can make some kind of a...
Maybe. I did go to film school.
You did go to film
school. I don't know why I never even thought about that.
Yeah. Exactly. We're actually going to have a porn director on the show soon, and he made this super successful porn that's out right now. I can't remember the name of it, but it's amazing. It got all these rave reviews, and he's going to come on the show and talk about it. It's like a huge orgy scene. Anyway, speaking of scripts. Okay. Choose the props and costumes. Even if you're not telling a story, you'll want to decide what you and your girlfriend will wear and whether you will use sex toys. So you probably just get naked and start filming. But you could, I mean, women, like you want to, I'd want to, if I was doing a sex tape, I'd want to make sure I look good and wear something.
Would you want to make a full-on movie?
No. No, I would not
make
a film.
You're very anti-sex tape anyways.
I am. I've never made one. I've had propositioned to, but I never have. I just feel like I don't really want to see myself having sex, and I'd probably just be watching my butt the whole time being like, really? It's shaking? I don't know. I don't think I'd want to do it, but a lot of people do. You know my mother did.
Yeah, I know she did.
My mom was on the show like 4 years ago. You can check this video out on my website under videos, and you scroll down, and it's really funny. My mom like admitted on the show that she had made a sex tape because we were talking about it. That's really funny. She and my stepdad.
And let me tell you this, my sex tapes would never get released because I don't want to have other people see me naked. So, you know, it's safe with me.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's totally safe.
So these girls feel safe about that.
Yes.
So it's interesting. So you guys don't watch it together, but you have like a whole library. It's like Sex, Lies, and Videotape, that movie. You have like a whole library of all
library,
your... Are they labeled by the girl's name?
No. No. But they're like labeled like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting this away. Because I'm afraid, like, somebody will find my hard drive. So, like, I label them, like, air. Like, air file or something. Like, you know, something where it just, like, oh, you don't want to open that because it looks like it's bad. Or
exactly.
Something. It's a
that
bad file.
That is so funny, Menace. I had no idea. Okay, pick a location. Choose where you'll be filming the porn. Make sure the background color complements your skin tones and if there aren't any distracting
patterns.
Lighting
is important.
Lighting is huge. No, lighting is huge.
Yes.
I've been filming a lot of videos lately for my YouTube
channel. Really, have you?
My YouTube channel,
I'm
clothed. I'm fully clothed for now. Who knows? But make sure the background, prepare the cameras. With a nightstand or dresser can hold a camera, you'll get more porn-like angles if you use a tripod. Do some test shots of your girlfriend to make sure you've angled the camera the best way possible. If you have access to more than one camera, you can use both and then edit a great video on your computer.
They're editing now?
You don't edit yours now.
I can edit, but I'm just saying.
Apparently, if you want to make like a serious, cool porn...
I thought this is just making a sex tape.
It is, but
we're
giving
options.
I don't know
how many sex tapes that have editing, scripts, and props in them.
But this is like the whole, this is for the professional or the amateur.
Now, okay, let's just say, by miracle, that you are going to do a sex tape.
Okay.
What's going to go on?
I think that I would be wearing something that I felt very sexy in.
Yes.
Why are you laughing at me? that I felt hot, like maybe some lingerie, God forbid, Menace hates lingerie, but something like not cheesy, red, lacy, whatever, but like something that I felt sexy.
Now, would you dance in front of the camera?
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I'd have to have a few drinks and then maybe I would, but.
Would you talk into the camera?
No, but I talk during sex sometimes.
Would you say you like that big boy?
Yeah, exactly. Are I you call serious? Him daddy. No. I
what
don't.
What would you do?
I would probably just, I don't know what I would do. I would probably just have sex and like perform oral sex and do different things. And I don't know. I've never seen myself. I mean, maybe I should. Maybe I should do a sex tape. Maybe I should watch myself. Maybe I'd learn a lot and be like, oh, you know, you watch yourself. Like if you're a pro, like football player or something, and you watch your tape back from your game and you learn a lot.
Maybe you can get one of those pens so you can write on the video screen. Like, okay, I didn't like this here.
Exactly.
Here,
like maybe I could be doing things differently sexually. So maybe I should do it as an instructional video for myself.
You should.
Maybe you could shoot it.
You can see. I actually had friends that wanted me to do that though.
They wanted you to shoot their girlfriends?
They're a couple, and they wanted me to shoot them having sex.
And what did you say?
I said, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
It never happened?
It didn't happen. They ended up breaking up. But I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
I would have done it.
I mean, I've been on a porn set before and whatever. I wasn't shooting, but I was on a porn set. And it's after a while. It's
I
just
would think, I think all this like type of stuff, I think it's funny. I would probably be laughing.
If what?
If I had to shoot that kind of stuff.
I know. Because it's an intimate moment and your friends would actually be having sex and like, there's Menace like with the camera. And, like,
yeah.
That would be awkward.
I wouldn't be awkward about it at all. I'd just be laughing the entire time.
Have you watched a good sex tape? Like all these celebrity sex tapes? Mm-hmm. I've never seen any of them. Like,
you
which
haven't?
Ones? No.
Well, like one of the biggest ones has been, well, Paris Hilton, but that one was terrible.
Right.
And then the Kim Kardashian got famous, and that's why the Fishborn chick wants to do it from her sex tape. Like people,
was it that
people
good?
Knew of her, but
right.
then yeah, and then they saw.
But why was her sex tape
because
so
she's
good?
She's super hot.
She's hot.
She's super hot, and then everyone got to see, and then she just got famous.
But
after
what
that.
She what was she doing in the sex tape?
Just being hot, and
was she having sex?
She was having sex. Yeah. She was having sex, giving oral.
She was like 19 years old.
She was doing
too.
Everything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And she looked hot.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's how she got super popular.
Got it. Maybe I should do a sex tape. I don't know. This is interesting. Okay. So, this is, you'll like this. Pop a cork, a glass of wine or tequila shot before disrobing can help you relax, but don't overindulge. Too much booze can lead to either passing out drunk or engaging in embarrassing behavior you don't want to record. Little tequila. Tequila is like Viagra for women. Do you ever notice that?
Or crazy juice.
It makes some women crazy.
Yeah. I know some people that they're totally fine drinking any other alcohol, but once they drink some tequila, they go insane.
Yeah, totally. They do. I can't drink. I don't like the taste of it. I mean, I'll do shots sometimes.
Very
rarely.
You got to do Patron, the silver.
Yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah, but not.
I could do that. A few shots of that. I would for sure want to do a shot if I was doing a sex tape. Okay. Moans are fine. Lots of chatter about how your workday went or attempting to mimic what porn stars sound like is unnecessary, unsexy, and likely to make you cringe when you hear it later. Less talk, more action. Okay, here comes the important part, protecting your tape from prying eyes. The safest approach is to watch the tape once and then delete it. But if you're going to keep an original, it's in your best interest to maintain possession of the tape. Store it under a lock and key with a note that says, private, please destroy in case you get hit by a car. And your grieving parents come to clear out your stuff. That is so true. Like, I would die if my parents, although my mom made one, she couldn't really talk. But if your parents saw a sex tape, or anybody saw a sex tape.
Well, who cares? They're dead. You're dead.
Yeah, that's true. But really, you don't want that. And then it talks about the breakup. If you and your partner split up, the right thing to do is delete the tape and any copies, which we told you not to make. But burn it, stab it, run it over with your car. Just don't throw it in the trash. That's it.
Yeah, I think the guys that, you know, they're so butthurt that they broke up with their girlfriend that they put that kind of stuff on the internet. They're just douches.
They are. I mean, really, it's so disrespectful. Like, here's someone that you loved and you're in a relationship with and you make the sex tape and then you're like, I guess they make $1 million though. Like,
no.
The Kim Kardashian tape, didn't she make so much money?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the common man.
The common man.
Yeah.
Doesn't write.
It's just not, you're just a douche if you do that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. But men do it all the time.
It's stupid.
I know. That's why I'd be so, I'd have to be in such a trusting relationship. I mean, this is another thing about this. Like, really, don't do it on a one-night stand. Don't do it with some guy or some woman you just met. Like, I think this is something that you do when you're with your partner for a while and you have a level of intimacy and trust, and it's something that you want to try to spice up your sex life. Because it can spice it up. I think it can be really hot. Like, I like mirrors when I'm having sex. Like, I think it's really hot to look in mirrors if they're... And so I think that that's hot. So I can imagine watching myself having sex maybe on video would be hot. Do you like mirrors?
Mirrors, no.
No mirrors?
No mirrors.
What? Oh, you don't want to look at yourself.
I don't want to
look
at
myself. But don't you think it's hot looking at yourself having sex with her?
In the video?
In the mirrors. In mirrors.
In mirrors? No. No.
I love mirrors. I'm good. I'm a mirror girl. All right. Okay, so that's if you want to make your own sex tape, now you know how. How's that?
Emily's going to make one by the next time we do a show.
I'm going to make a sex tape this week. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks everyone for listening to the shows. Let me know how you like the new formats. And we've got like 3-4 shows a week. Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.